Hello, respected viewers. I'm George Myland. Well, remember where you heard it first. And I said the National Executive Committee would thwart Andy Burnham's bid to seek the Labour candidacy in the upcoming Gorton and Denton by-election. It's due to take place in about two months. The NEC, as I say, is stuffed with people who are pro-Starmer. And we don't know the actual breakdown of the votes. The rumour has leaked out. All we know the decision was no. But the rumour is 8 voted no and 1 voted yes and another abstained. And Lucy Powell, is she one of those who voted for him? Remember, she's the deputy leader of the Labour Party and she sits for a constituency in Manchester. So Andy Burnham, a former Labour MP, indeed Cabinet Minister under Gordon Brown, wanted to come back to have a third crack at the Labour leadership as Starmer is stumbling. So now, but does it seem like they're being unfair to him? Okay, you can argue that. But quite apart from whether you favour Starmer or Burnham, there are good, logical, fair-minded reasons to block him. And that is, that would therefore necessitate him resigning as mayor of Greater Manchester. He can't be an MP and mayor at the same time, which would mean a very risky early mayor election for Manchester, Greater Manchester, I should say. It's not strictly just the city of Manchester. It's some of the small towns around it as well. And so why would they do that when Labour's doing so badly in the opinion polls? Won the election with not quite 34% of the vote 2 years ago, now on like 14% in some opinion polls. I mean, most of them is more like 18%. But nevertheless, now Labour probably would win with any candidate in Manchester, but previously it wouldn't have been a problem. It would have been virtually certainty. I would give Labour, say, a 70% chance of winning in Manchester. And again, that they wouldn't win by a country mile. They did like sort of 40 percentage points. They might win by like, you know, 10 percentage points this time. So, and they would have to spend about £500,000 on the campaign. There's absolutely no reason to do this, just to indulge one person's vaulting ambition. Okay, so can this decision be reviewed? I don't think there'd be judicial review in it. I mean, could it be appealed? Could they think again? It's possible they could, but they'd really like to kill the issue and move on. There are people say, oh, it's unfair, it's unfair to Burnham. But, you know, even if the NEC gone the other way, they could have imposed an all-women shortlist. Even if they hadn't, Burnham wouldn't automatically be the candidate. Even if they hadn't, he wouldn't automatically have won that by-election. I mean, it's likely that he would. And even then, it's not certain that Starmer's going to be kicked out as Labour leader resigned this year. And even then, it's not sure that Burnham would replace him. I mean, I would like Burnham back in Parliament, partly because it would be a very difficult mayor election, fairly difficult mayor election for Labour in Manchester. Another thing is, if Starmer's going to go, that's, you know, it's just a matter of time, probably this year, possibly next year, definitely before the next general election. And who's most popular amongst the Labour ordinary members? It is Andy Burnham. The second most popular is Angela Rayner. I could cope with Andy Burnham as Prime Minister. I cannot cope with that absolute imbecile, Angela Rayner. And she was saying, no, Burnham must be allowed to stand. Why would she want her major rival to be back in Parliament? Is she that thick, possibly? Or does she think it would seem like I'm being unfair if I say he shouldn't be allowed in? Or does she say, well, him coming back, that weakens Starmer, therefore gives me another shot at it. Starmer's not put back in the cabinet. Maybe Andy Burnham would perhaps have some sort of behind-the-scenes deal. And the by-election is coming up because Andrew Gwynn, he announced on Friday he'd applied to be steward and great chairman of the Chiltern Hundreds. Remember, one is not permitted since about 1624 to resign as a member of parliament. You have to have an office of profit under the crown. You apply for that and then automatically you're no longer an MP, and that causes a by-election. But people say this is the merest technicality. It's sort of a legal fiction. Okay, but that backlash, yes, there has been some of that, and some Labour MPs are furious, and so on. So he would be a fairly good leader of the Labour Party, whereas Andrew Rayner would not. And she's a candidate at the left, just like Burnham, whereas Wes Streeting is seen as the right wing of the Labour Party, more Blairite. And there are very few others who've got a serious chance. People you've mentioned, Yvette Cooper, and almost nobody else. Rachel Reeves, just forget it. David Lammy doesn't even seem to feature as an option, which is odd, as he's Deputy Prime Minister. And Shabana Mahmood is way down the list. Ed Miliband, even talk about Ed Miliband. Again, he's seen as being on the right of the party. He's tried and failed. He's yesterday's man. Burnham is 55. He looks a lot younger. So there are 10 people on there. Ellie Reeves, who's the chairwoman of the party, sister of the Chancellor Exchequer, Rachel Reeves. She was on it. The Home Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, is there. And she want to block him partly to save Starmer, partly give herself another chance. She's seen on the right, being on the right of the party. So Labour's got this system whereby If there is a leadership election, right, then the then all the members of the Labour Party all they all have an equal vote. They don't have the MPs to narrow it down to just two candidates go to the mass membership. That's what the Conservative Unionist Party does, which is how they ended up with Corbyn, who was wildly popular amongst ordinary members of the Labour Party, but someone that most Labour MPs couldn't abide. Anyway, we shall see what's going to happen. I mean, I don't think it'll be changed. I don't think it'll be overturned. But and you know, even if it were, there's actually several more hurdles to him becoming prime minister. Now, his term in Manchester is going to end anyway in about 2 years. Maybe have a crack at it then. Is also a signal to Sadiq Khan, another directly elected Labour mayor of London. Don't try it because you're not going to get anywhere. Don't even try it. Yeah, and he's also been elected thrice as the mayor of a metropolis. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Notably, Kemi Badenoch's position has strengthened over the last week, and whereas Starmer's has weakened. But you know, she's now investigating various people suspected of trying to defect to Reform UK. That could be bad news because people who otherwise weren't going to defect might feel they'll be expelled and say, well, I'm just going to resign anyway, be so offended by the investigation, they leave anyway. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Toodaloo.